A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sammon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact, for our meditation and discussion. This third day of our praise, we're looking at the Word of God and the book of Psalms, chapter 22 and verse number 3. The Bible says, "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." Our God is holy, and praise is the natural habitat of the Almighty God. He dwells in the praises of His people. Anywhere God sees praises and thanksgiving, that is where He abides. He lives permanently in the praises of His people. The praise of the Almighty God brings about the manifestation of God into the life and the situation of a man. That is where God dwells. And our major tool for victory in 2024, a major key for glory, greater glory for that matter, is the presence of the Almighty God. It is when God is present with you that you will have a rest. It is when His presence goes with you that you have peace all round about you. That is when there will be no adversity or any evil occurrence. And if there is any adversity that is coming your way, the presence of God will swallow it up or give you the grace to tower above it or to step upon it into the place that He has destined for your life. Therefore, to carry the presence of God, to involve God in our matter, we should engage the praise of the Almighty. Thou art holy, thou that inhabitest the praise of Israel. So God is holy, and He dwells in the praise of Israel. That is where you find God. If you want to find God, you want to see God in every aspect of your life this year, therefore, learn to praise Him. And that is why we are dedicating these 7 days to the praise of the Almighty. It's day number 3 in our praise giving to the Almighty God. And I want you to make up your mind to get set to praise Him with the whole of your heart. I want to engage the presence of God in my life this year. I want to see the dimension of the operations of God in my life this year. And so if I'm going to do that, the key is the key of praise. I am going to praise the Lord my God with everything that I have got. I'm going to praise Him with my dance. If I am able to dance, if you are not driving anyway, I'm going to praise Him with my singing. I'm going to praise Him with my body. I'm going to praise Him with my substance. I will praise the Lord at all time, and His praise will continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all time. So it is important for us to learn how to bless the name of the Lord, to praise His name so that we can carry His presence. I want you to be a carrier of God's presence this year. And as you do it on a daily basis, you carry God's presence into whatever you are doing or wherever you go. Our praise this morning is to therefore secure the presence of the Lord so that God can dwell perpetually and permanently with you. Learn to praise the Lord your God every day of this year. No matter what happens, let the praise of God continually be in your mouth. And the Lord will bless and help you as you consistently and continually praise His holy name. He will dwell with you. His presence will abide with you for all now and always in the name of Jesus. This beautiful morning, I'd like us to join this minstrel, Bukola Ajayi, as she leads us in the praise of the Almighty God. I will be right back.
Somebody give Him praise! Hallelujah! Let me ask your neighbor, are you ready to praise God this morning? Are you ready to praise God this morning? Let me ask your neighbor. Come on, talk to another person. Are you ready to praise God this morning?
You
to your God, your keeper, the keeper of your life. And we go now say, oh Lord, at the head, at your west.
Welcome back. Because you have praised the Lord again this morning, I pray that the earth will yield an increase to you. I pray that the God of heaven will bless you. Even our God will bless you, and the ends of the earth will fear. I pray that because you have praised the Lord this day, that heavens will open upon you, that doors will open upon you, that the Lord will bless the earth because of you, and that your heart will yield an increase. Because you have praised the Lord today, there will be increase for you in all that you do. There will be no reduction, no shortage for you in the precious name of Jesus. And because you have praised the Lord again today, you are a carrier of God's presence. You will carry God's presence. His presence will be evident wherever you go. His presence will be seen in whatever you do. The presence of the Lord will make a way for you. The presence of the Lord will open doors for you. The presence of the Lord will guarantee victory and safety for you in all that you do. You won't lack His presence. And because His presence will be seen upon you, His glory will be seen upon you. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. I invite you, my dear listener, to join us later this evening at 5:30 p.m. at the Light Cathedral for Ezra Project. And that is our Bible study, our in-depth and analytical teaching of God's Word. You may wish to join that meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Don't forget, later this evening, we are meeting for day 8 of our 30 days of power. It's day 8. And don't forget, the platform is my YouTube and Facebook channels. And the handle is at Yemi Graceman. The Lord bless you as you join. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adunuju, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.